What is going on, everyone? My name is Nick, or the Notorious Fantasy, and in today's video, we're going to be going over my bounce back candidates for the 2022 fantasy football season. Inside of today's video, I'll be going in depth into four different players who I believe are going to bounce back from their 2021 fantasy football season. But before we could get on into things, I would like to ask that if you guys are new to the channel and you do end up enjoying today's video, that you please make sure to hit that subscribe button down below. And while you're down there, whether you are new to the channel or not, please make sure that you do leave a like on today's video. It would help us out a ton. And if you would like to follow me on Twitter, please do so at NotoriousFNTSY. So without further ado, let's get into my top four bounce back players for the 2022 fantasy football season. And if you guys would be so kind, please leave down below in the comment section who your number one bounce back player is for the 2022 fantasy football season. I think a lot of people are going to say the same name, which is Saquon Barkley, running back of the New York Football Giants. He is not in this video. I think that Saquon Barkley is one of the most polarizing players in all of fantasy football right now. It seems like everyone either loves the shot that maybe he's going to bounce back, the Giants are going to get better, they no longer have Joe Judge, maybe Daniel Jones steps up, maybe the offensive line plays a little better, maybe Saquon stays healthy, and boom, maybe he goes back to the old ways of being a potential top five running back. And then there's people that are with me on the all aboard, I'm not drafting Saquon Barkley train, that, hey, maybe the team might get slightly better, but we haven't seen much out of Saquon Barkley recently. Does he still have that same pizzazz that he used to? I don't know. So I'd rather just look away from him. So I think Saquon Barkley is probably going to be the number one answer, but Saquon Barkley will not be in today's video, besides the fact that I just talked about him for like a minute. So let's get into the main part of the video, beginning with Alvin Kamara, running back of the New Orleans Saints. Alvin Kamara's current underdog ADP is running back number 9 off the board, pick 19.1. Last year in 2021, he did end up only playing in 13 games, finishing as the running back 8 in half PPR and the running back number 5 in half PPR points per game. So you might be wondering, Nick, how does a guy bounce back who finished top 10 in both half PPR and half PPR points per game? How is this going to be a bounce back season? And my argument is going to be that I believe Alvin Kamara will stay healthy, and I believe that Alvin Kamara could potentially be the number one running back in fantasy football. Now, there is still potential that Alvin Kamara could be suspended for what happened in Las Vegas around the time of the Pro Bowl. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I haven't seen anything that has pointed to that being the case. If that is the case, then this video was recorded on May 21st, 2022, and that hasn't happened yet. If it does happen, then if Alvin Kamara suspended a couple games, then, you know, you can kind of push this to the side, you know, just skip later on into the video. But right now, based upon what we know, I think that if Alvin Kamara is good to go for week number one, that this guy is going to potentially finish as the number one running back in fantasy football. And he is currently coming off the board at running back 9, pick 19.1. Alvin Kamara was one of those running backs that was always a first round pick, locked and loaded, basically, since early on in his career as a first round pick. And then, you know, last year he doesn't play amazingly. People start to move him down. And now he's a middle of the second round pick, and he's still just as good. Running back 8.5 PPR last year, like I said, running back number 5 in half PPR points per game. He had 240 carries, 18.5 per game, ranking 6th at running back, 898 rushing yards, 69.1 per game, 14th, 67 targets, 5.2 per game, 6th, 47 receptions, 3.6 per game, 9th, 439 receiving yards, 33.8 per game, ranking 7th, and 9 total touchdowns, 14th at the running back position. So in 2021, Alvin Kamara still did well, even when Taysom Hill took over. And as you guys know, if you were an Alvin Kamara owner last year, you definitely would have preferred to have Jameis Winston in, because while Jameis Winston isn't this Drew Brees-esque fucking check down machine, Jameis Winston doesn't just run the ball himself, right? Taysom Hill will just tap on his own chest, say, I got this shit, I'm gonna take this to the house, and he runs the ball instead of handing it off to Alvin Kamara. And Jameis Winston is not very likely to do that multiple times in a game, whereas Taysom Hill is. Now, Taysom Hill has been pushed to the clear tight end position on this team, right? He is not going to be playing quarterback this year. At least that's what everything is saying. Maybe he plays quarterback if Jameis gets hurt. You never fucking know. Maybe Drew Brees comes back. If Drew Brees comes back, then I am going to be banging the drum aggressively for Alvin Kamara, even though I think Drew Brees kind of stinks at this point. But Drew Brees just great at dumping the ball off. But sorry to tell you, I don't think Drew Brees is going to be the starting quarterback. I think it's going to be Jameis Winston, and I think Alvin Kamara is going to potentially bounce back to be the number one running back in all of fantasy football. There are a couple of running backs in the NFL that I think could get over 1,000 rushing yards and over 1,000 receiving yards in any given season. And I will list off those running backs right now. We got Christian McCaffrey. When this motherfucker is healthy, it is hard to defeat him as the number one running back in fantasy football because of how dominant he is in the receiving game. Then there's Austin Eckler in LA with the Chargers. He could definitely do that. He's not a guy that's going to be seeing a million rushes every single game, but he does get a lot of receiving opportunity, and he is the clear number one running back on the team. And then there's Najee Harris of the Steelers. Maybe Big Ben not being there is going to impact him, right? Maybe he's not going to see as many dump-offs, so maybe it's not going to happen, but I could see that potentially happening. And then there's Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara, who has shown that you need to give this guy the ball. He had 5.2 targets per game. There's a bunch of wide receivers on a lot of teams that aren't getting 5.2 targets per game. So even with Sean Payton gone, I think Alvin Kamara is going to be a key part in the game plan, in the success for the New Orleans Saints offense. And I expect Alvin Kamara to bounce back in a big way this year in 2022. I love Alvin Kamara. And coming off the board as running back number 9, I'm taking him all fucking day. Next up, we move to Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, underdog ADP quarterback 3 off the board, pick 46.1. So right now, the consensus on Lamar Jackson is that everyone thinks he's probably going to bounce back and play quite well. But when you are using Underdog's ADP, which is the sponsor of today's video, we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, I believe that Underdog is more of the sharper ADP, right? You're not drafting in fucking May if you're some casual player, right? This isn't necessarily exactly how a lot of fantasy drafts will go in your regular league, your regular fantasy football league with fucking Jeff from The Office, okay? So while his ADP is quarterback 3 here, if he was coming off the board as like quarterback 6 on ESPN, that really would not surprise me. So Lamar Jackson last year played in 12 total games, finishing as the quarterback number 16 on the season and quarterback number 8 in points per game, tied with Dakota Prescott. He had 382 passing attempts, 31.8 per game, 29th at quarterback, 2,882 passing yards, 240.2 per game, 25th at quarterback, a 64.4% completion percentage, 16 passing touchdowns, 4.2% rate, 23 at quarterback, 13 interceptions, 133 carries, number 2, 767 rushing yards, number 2, 2 rushing touchdowns, 14th at quarterback. Now, the passing touchdown rate is something I am going to be hammering in on when I talk about quarterbacks. This is going to be one of my biggest points when I talk about a quarterback. Now, a 5% passing touchdown rate is what I would consider the normal. 5% passing touchdown rate, that's about average. That's what you should be at. So when you throw a 4.2% rate, I think that Lamar Jackson in 2022 is going to be closer to a 5% rate. Do I think that Lamar Jackson is one of the best passing quarterbacks in the NFL? Of course not. Does he have more skill than a lot of people give him credit for? Yes. But he's not Mahomes or something, but he is still talented. So he's going to throw way more than 16 passing touchdowns, right? That's only in 12 games. But I think he's going to have a better passing touchdown rate. The interceptions, 13, isn't great. It's not great. But when you have the rushing upside of Lamar Jackson, if he's throwing an interception every single game, as long as he's still rushing the ball, right? This guy played in 12 games. He was number 2 in carries, number 2 in rushing yards, and he was number 14 at rushing touchdowns. I think the rushing touchdowns will increase, but you get what I'm saying. The rushing upside in fantasy football is damn near paramount to success unless you are Tom Brady, unless you are Aaron Rodgers, who just throws the fucking ball so much that even if they don't have this crazy rushing upside, they're still going to be able to finish top 5 at the position. So Lamar Jackson has a huge advantage in fantasy football because of how good he is when he rushes the football. The Baltimore Ravens are one of the most rush-heavy offenses in the NFL, and the Baltimore Ravens dealt with a shitload of injuries to the running back core, to the whole team last season. The Baltimore Ravens were ravaged with injuries. Now, I'm not necessarily someone that believes wholeheartedly in injury luck, but I think when your whole fucking team gets fucking banged up in the preseason and Lamar Jackson gets hurt, it's pretty unlikely that that happens again, right? That the whole team just gets plagued by the injury bug. So I think in 2022, Lamar Jackson bounces back big time. I think he could easily be the number one quarterback in fantasy football, and I am very excited to see what Lamar Jackson does in 2022. But Nick, Lamar Jackson doesn't have Hollywood Brown anymore. It is what it is. It is what it is. Hollywood Brown dropped a bunch of touchdowns for Lamar, so maybe it's even better without him. Before we move on to my final two bounce back players of today's video, I would like to let you guys know about our sponsor of today's video, and that is Underdog Fantasy, which is the best place to play fantasy football this summer. Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania 3. The tournament has $10 million. $10 million in total prize money. You just draft your team, and that's it. There's no waivers. There's no trades. There's no in-season management. All you got to do is draft your team, and then Underdog will give you the best score every single week of the season. It will put all of the best players that you have in your lineup automatically in. The most fun of fantasy football, for me, is the draft. I love watching the games. I love all of that, but drafting the team and thinking, man, this guy I drafted in the 14th round, this is my fucking guy. This is the guy that's going to be my golden ticket, Willy Wonka style, to take me to the promised land. Drafting to me is so fun. That's why I love Underdog, because I can draft the team, and then at the end of the season, maybe I win $2 million. Maybe I don't, but I still have fun drafting. I love drafting on Underdog Fantasy. I do it all the time. Now, some people might think, Nick, it's May. So I don't know if I want to put this much money into something in May. Can I really win the tournament in May if some people are drafting in maybe July, August? The answer is yes, because last year's Best Ball Mania champion drafted in June. So there's really no need to wait. Underdog doubles your first match deposit bonus up to $100 when you sign up with promo code AWESMO, A-W-E-S-M-O, or click on the link in the video description. If you use promo code AWESMO, you deposit $100, you get an extra $100, and that is good for four entries into Best Ball Mania 3, so you guys can take home that big prize pool. Head on over to Underdog Fantasy, or in the App Store, or just click on the link in the video description and sign up with promo code AWESMO, A-W-E-S-E-M-O, today. So back on into the video, we're moving on to Allen Robinson, wide receiver of the LA Rams, Underdog ADP, wide receiver 25, pick 53.8. Now, going into last season, I was a huge fan of Allen Robinson. I was banging the drum aggressively for Allen Robinson. I was thinking, man, even though Matt Nagy's a bit of a buffoon, even though Justin Fields is young, Allen Robinson's the clear alpha there. And then Allen Robinson gets banged up. It seems like Allen Robinson isn't getting the correct targets. Basically, nothing went right last year for Allen Robinson, finishing as the wide receiver, 86.5 PPR and 87.5 PPR points per game, tied with fucking Nelson Aguilar. 12 games played for Allen Robinson last year, 66 targets, 5.5 per game, 60th at wide receiver, 38 receptions, 3.2 per game, 69th at wide receiver. Very nice. I like, right? It's a funny joke, 69, but it's not very funny when you had Allen Robinson last year and he basically bent your fantasy football team over the goddamn table. 410 receiving yards, 34.2 per game, 85th at wide receiver, and one total touchdown. Allen Robinson last year was a fucking dumpster fire. He was a complete and utter unmitigated disaster. So now, with the move from Chi-Town to LA, how is that going to help out Allen Robinson? Now, one thing that does worry me about Allen Robinson right now, it's not his ADP. I think wide receiver 25 is very fair for Allen Robinson. Pick 53.8, very fair. What worries me is that Sean McVay is talking about, oh, we want to get Odell back. Now, Odell Beckham tore his ACL in the Super Bowl. So it's not like Odell is going to be back week one, but maybe he's back week 9, week 10. And that kind of screws over Allen Robinson. But Odell still is not on the team, so I don't think there's really that much need to worry right now. But I think if we're in August and Odell's there, then maybe I'm a little bit more panicky on Allen Robinson, depending on his timetable to return. But again, that's not really something to worry about right now. So Allen Robinson is slotted in as the number two guy behind Mr. Cooper Kupp. They get rid of Bobby Trees, Mr. Robert Woods. Allen Robinson's now the clear number two guy in LA. Do I think that the LA Rams are a lock to win the Super Bowl again? No. No team in my book is a lock to win the Super Bowl. This is a very competitive NFL. But what I do know is that the LA Rams are in a competitive division. They're in the NFC. That should be pretty easy to make the playoffs. So I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to be in a lot of games where there's high scoring. There'll be a lot of shootouts in the NFC division that they're in. I think that Allen Robinson is going to bounce back in a big way in 2022. He's still the same Allen Robinson he was in the past. He's the guy that put up big numbers, big numbies, with 9-inch Nick Foles. He's put up big numbers with Blake Bortles. He's put up big numbers with kissing titties Mitchell Trubisky. So you better believe he can do it with Matthew Stafford. And I believe, even as the number two on the team, I still want it. I still want Allen Robinson. I'm still excited, even if Cooper Kupp takes a massive dookie on defenses every game. I don't care, because I still think Allen Robinson, now there's no need to even worry. There's no way the best corner is going to be on Allen Robinson. He's going to be on Cooper Kupp. You can't fucking guard Cooper Kupp. And now the second best corner is on Allen Robinson. Now Allen Robinson can cook. He can cook that shit up Gordon Ramsay style. I love Allen Robinson this season. I think he bounces back, and I expect him to dominate. I love Allen Robinson as current ADP. Smash draft Allen Robinson right now. If you're doing it on Underdog, I love it. Next up, we move to Adam Thielen, wide receiver of the Minnesota Vikings. Underdog ADP wide receiver 38, pick 77.8. Now, a couple of, probably like a month ago at this point, even prior to the NFL draft, I talked up Adam Thielen. I was like, why is he going outside of the top 100 picks? Why are these wide receivers being drafted ahead of Adam Thielen, and now Adam Thielen's being pushed up. Pushed up. Now, wide receiver 38, I still like him at that range, though. I still like him. Wide receiver 28 in half PPR last year. Wide receiver 14 in half PPR points per game, tied with Tyler Lockett and Keenan Allen. Adam Thielen only played in 13 games. That's why the half PPR points per game finish is much higher than his regular finish on the season, which is why I always like to bring up the points per game finish number compared to the regular number finish on the season, because to me, the points per game number is a lot more telling on how good the player actually was. So 95 targets for Thielen last year in Minnesota, 7.3 per game, 37th at wide receiver, 67 receptions, 5.2 per game, 31st, 726 receiving yards, 55.8 per game, 41st, and 10 total tugs, 10th at wide receiver, tied with Justin Jefferson and Stephon Diggs. Adam Thielen, while he's not necessarily the Adam Thielen of a couple of years ago, he's getting up there in age, he's still a touchdown monster. Now, I'm not someone who likes to just project a certain amount of touchdowns for any wide receiver, because projecting touchdowns is very hard. It's much easier to say, I think that Adam Thielen's going to get probably around 120 targets, he might get 80 receptions, close to 1,000 yards, but normally it's hard to project the touchdown number. It really is. But then there's these outliers. There's guys like Julio Jones, who you just know he's not going to score 10 fucking touchdowns because he's Julio Jones. Then there's guys like Adam Thielen, like Mike Evans, who you just know are going to be scoring a shit ton of touchdowns because they do every single year. So if Adam Thielen is able to stay healthy, while he's not the Adam Thielen of the past, he's still going to be scoring touchdowns. He's still on a solid offense with Mr. You Like That, Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, and himself. This is still a solid team, a solid offense. I think Adam Thielen plays pretty similar to that wide receiver number 14 and half PPR points per game number. So going off the board, coming off the board as wide receiver 38 is fucking ridiculous. It makes no sense. As long as he doesn't get hurt, he is going to play much better than wide receiver 38. I'm not going to tell you he's locked and loaded as a top 20 wide receiver, top 12 wide receiver, but I could see him finishing inside the top 24 pretty easily. So based on where he's going right now, I love Adam Thielen. So thank you guys all so much for watching today's video. If you did end up enjoying, please make sure to hit that like button as well as that subscribe button down below. And again, let me know who your number one bounce back player is of the 2022 fantasy football season. Please make sure you guys do check out Underdog Fantasy. Promo code AWESOMO, AWESOMO again for a first match deposit bonus of up to $100, or click the link in the video description. I love you guys all so much. Hope you have a great guys' day. And as always, goodbye.